Hi there, and welcome to Drunk Disney Presents The Dark Ride, a Disney Parks podcast hiding in a drinking game. Here we will talk about and rate all of your favorite and not-so-favorite rides and attractions, maybe catch some interesting facts along with our buzz. My name is Ryan, and I'm here with my co-host Adrian. We are two diehard fans of the House of Mouse, and we started this show because we know that cool people, y'all like this stuff too. So we're here to normalize all you adulting Disney files and have a few beverages while we're at it. And now that that's out of the way, welcome to the grid, you pixel pixie of the platform. We're here to get an electric boogie-woogie and take apart all the electronics like a seven-year-old with a screwdriver, and it will piss off your father. Speaking of that, is this what inspired that evil dude from Toy Story? What was this, Sid?
Sid
from Toy Story?
And Nancy.
Did he watch Jeff Bridges throw frisbees and it caused him to have serial killer tendencies? Only the grid knows. Well, strap onto your crotch rocket.
Don't stop after strap on.
Well, put on your strap on and get on your crotch rocket.
Jesus.
Crack your glow stick, because we're here to rave out on Tron Light Cycle Run. Let's get some fast facts and some digital drinks, and we'll be right back.
It's intense, man.
This ride is intense.
Oh, yeah. It's like you can feel that they want you to get psyched.
They definitely want you to be psyched. Welcome to the 80s / 2050, Adrian.
Yeah, I don't know where we are in time.
No idea where
time
we are.
Time is a linear. It's a construct.
Time is a flat circle.
So,
like a frisbee.
Right now is yesterday and tomorrow is today.
I didn't pay my taxes.
Fuck. Shit. You're going to be arrested.
You're going to be arrested. Arrested development. It's like, why I'm a Disney fan.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Okay.
Add it to the list.
Let's not talk about reality. Let's talk about digital.
Platforms? Media?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I got something to talk about.
Do you think that TikTok is in the grid?
Yes, TikTok is the grid.
TikTok is the grid?
Yeah, it's a simulation.
True, right?
So,
I like it. Cool.
Yeah.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
With a lot of dances.
So the thing about TikTok, which it's like it's the video app, you know, like it's the platform for videos. It's where I post my content is TikTok. And I've branched out into posting some of that content onto Reels on Instagram.
Okay.
You know, because you should never just have one platform, because if
it goes away,
if it goes away, which is a very possible thing.
Well, at the clock, it's a
inevitable.
Potential inevitable.
Tick tock.
Exactly.
So I've been posting some of my reels to Instagram. I don't do it all the time, but when I, you know, I feel like one, you know, the thing is, it's scary because
what about
there's
like,
anonymity on TikTok. Like, I don't have like friends and family and like aunts and uncles and everyone on TikTok, but Instagram, they're there.
Okay.
So it feels a little bit more vulnerable to post on Instagram.
What about YouTube Shorts? Is that like,
I tried it out.
These are like, that's where all
the I don't want to venture there. I'm not ready for it.
Not ready for it.
Nah, okay. It's too scary.
Oh, okay.
So I posted on Instagram, and the thing is with Instagram, it could go places, and the mean people are on Instagram. Like TikTok, when they're very good with filtering out like stuff. You know, they really don't allow like trolls. Well, too often allow trolls and bullying.
Uh-huh.
If your video goes viral and it reaches out, it goes out of your niche, you're prone to it. You'll find some stuff.
Sure.
But Instagram, so I had a video, very innocuous video. I showed it to you. It was the video that was like what your favorite Disney World ride says about you.
Oh, it's a good little video.
Yeah, it was a cute little video.
Yeah.
Harmless bullshit video.
Like Seven Doors Mine Train, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's so silly. It's like if you like Pirates of the Caribbean,
you
then
eat
you
your
know
family's pets. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, then you have a wooden leg. You know, stuff like that.
Yes.
So I post that on Instagram Reels, and it starts to, you know, gain some traction on there. And I got told that I should kill myself no less than 20 times.
20.
I got told you should jump in a wood chipper.
Wood chipper. Oh, they got inventive. They got Fargo on it. You have
mental issues. You would not think a video like that would anger people to the level that it did.
So interesting. You know, to do anything.
Yeah.
The effort that it takes to do anything.
Right.
Is
to just, interact.
To interact is just so much. Like.
Oh, yeah. The social battery would get drained.
These people were so bothered. Yeah. To this innocuous video that they felt the need to not only come at you.
Yeah.
But come at you with, throw yourself in a wood chipper.
Yeah. 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 Luckily, I didn't get too much. I did get told, you're wearing a lot of makeup. I got comments about my makeup, which, yeah, I do wear a lot of makeup. I don't care. Worry about yourself. Go build something. Build a house.
You should just hit them back with your get ready with me videos. Yeah. Be like, you want to see how it gets applied? It's like this.
It's like this. And you have a mallet to your face. But the funny thing is when you click on any, if you, like me, sometimes I'm curious, who is this? And I'll click, and the picture is of one of the McDonald's Halloween buckets. You know,
they're just straight troll.
Straight troll. Zero followers, following 20 people. And if there is a video, it's there's a car and the hood is open.
Weird.
Yeah, that's who it is. But my favorite response, my favorite thing is when somebody actually's me, and this one person wrote, actually, they're not, none of them are rides. They're attractions, but they spelled their wrong. And I was like, cha-ching! So then you just get the little asterisks. I just do the little asterisks and the T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. 100 likes on my little... But that's always my favorite, is when I get actually... If you here's a lesson to the masses. If
you're
gonna,
quick tip.
If you're going to actually anybody, you have to... Double, triple, quadruple your spelling. Check it.
Yeah, go to ChatGPT. Have it right for you.
I would be so afraid to actually, because I'm like, oh my god, that would be the moment I leave out the word the, and it just says jump in wood chipper. it would be the moment. So it's you've got it to spell check. That's my advice to trolls.
Yeah, if your mansplaining is going to be, kept in the grid, and you're going to be able to see it for more than just the 1 second that it comes out of your fucking mouth hole.
Yeah.
You might want to double
check. I will say this troll took accountability.
Double check your facts.
Troll took accountability. He replied back to me. He's like, you know what? You're absolutely right.
This is what I...
He was like, this is what I get for using talk to text speech. And I was like, all right, well, he's giving an excuse, but still,
yeah,
still wrong. still spelled wrong. So I say all that to say, follow me on Instagram at it's me, Adrian.
I like it. Follow
us on Instagram at the Dark Ride Podcast.
All right. So before we get into this, let's get some drinks.
Yeah. Well, I need one and let's spell it right.
So let's get a Tron Glow cocktail going on. You're going to need a little bit of blue Curacao liqueur, which is that bright blue one that's behind your bar that you never touch.
Because it looks like it's going to be radioactive.
Yeah, you're going to need an ounce of that, an ounce of vodka, half an ounce of lime juice, half an ounce of simple syrup, and tonic water. So you're going to and you can also, as an option, you can freeze tonic water into little ice cube in your little ice cube trays. And the reason that you'd want to do this is because tonic water can glow in the dark.
Can you call it tronic water for this segment?
I can absolutely call it tronic water. So you're going to fill a shaker with ice, and then you're going to add everything but the tronic. Shake well and strain the mixture into a glass with rocks. Top that cocktail off with some tronic.
Love this.
And then the cocktail will have a vibrant blue color reminiscent of the futuristic Tron aesthetic. And if you have a black light, because you still have the black light that you pleaded with your parents right before your freshman year of college so that your dorm room could be wicked sick.
Yeah.
If you still have that hanging around, plug it in. Still works. Thank you, Spencer's Gifts. It glows in the fucking dock.
And you can see everything.
You can
see. So make sure your shirt's clean.
Everything.
And your sheets.
Yeah. So much cum.
Gross. The biggest fear of mine is when they do one of those episodes where they take the black light to the hotel room. Yeah. It makes me want to jump in a wood chipper.
It's that shit's foul.
That's foul. Yeah, I mean, that's why they had to get rid of those bed scarves, because those things were just, you could crack it in half.
I mean, this is what, ignorance is bliss.
It is. Yeah. No, it, you no, don't in all seriousness.
You weren't going to be sick afterwards, yeah. but now you might. And yeah. now they're gonna, you're going to have a reason.
Yeah. And it's...
It's grouty.
Yeah.
That shit grouty.
You might get an STD.
Yeah. You might get a baby.
You might be pregnant.
This hotel room gonna get you pregnant. Thank you, Tracy. Let's cover some basics. This is Tron Light Cycle Run. It is in Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom. Its first iteration is Tron Light Cycle Power Run.
Oh.
Because they had to like one up us or something.
That's the first one?
Yeah.
So they just took out the power on this
one?
They
took out the power. They took out the power from the grid. Great. The grid lost power.
Fucking budget cuts.
thank you, JPEG. I think. Mm. I think this was under
JPEG. Well, it was at the tail end, but yeah. not initially.
So this is the original is at Shanghai Disneyland.
Yeah.
So this was their big shiny new bauble at their new park, right?
I mean, when you saw it. At Shanghai, got light cycle fever.
Yeah, it was real jelly.
Yeah.
But then, as it kept on going, I was like, all right, you keep that.
Yeah, once it took 20 years to build, I was like, you know what? Fuck motorcycles. I'll just ride a real one.
So, yeah, for real. The first one, the OG, opened up in June of 2016. We didn't get ours until February 3rd, 2023.
Yeah.
So, you know. Quite a bit afterwards. Yeah. Some of that was, you know,
they had to reroute the whole train issue, and you know.
Well, we're gonna get into the fucking train issue because it's my biggest pet peeve with this whole thing. choose me. What is this? It is a high speed, semi enclosed, launched roller coaster based on the 1982 Jeff Bridges vehicle, Tron. Where playing Frisbee is a cool computer game, and arcades aren't just for stoners and pedophiles.
But also
for stoners and pedophiles.
Well, let's not give them too much. Let's give them less.
They get the arcades. They get Chuck E. Cheese.
Gross. Gross, Ryan.
They love ball pits.
Gross!
It was inspired by, you know, this was a popular Disney movie franchise. I didn't realize that this was a Disney movie.
Never seen it myself.
The first one?
Nothing.
Neither of them.
Nope.
They're both not as good as they should be.
I never expected them to be.
Okay. I did. Oh. You know, motorcycles with lights, Frisbee, computers, arcades.
All of that just sounds like no.
Jeff Bridges.
No. Well, Jeff Bridges, especially in
young Jeff Bridges
in the Contender.
Hottie.
In the Contender is when he played the president. That's when I really liked.
Oh, this is even younger.
He ordered the shark sandwich, and I was like, "Okay, marry me."
What? That's what it takes to get
yes.
shark sandwich.
Because he did it just because he could.
Okay, fair.
Like, you know what? If you want a shark sandwich, I can get you one.
Well, the story behind Tron Light Cycle Run takes place after the events of Tron Legacy, which is the second movie. The one with old Jeff Bridges, the attraction picks up where moviegoers last saw Sam Flynn, son of computer genius Kevin Flynn, which is the Bridge Meister, and Quora, which is I think like their version of Ask Jeeves, the isomorphic algorithm.
Back when Kevin was in the real world.
And the couple are now creating permanent getaways to promote and support increased interaction between the programs and the users, peoples. So it's basically a gambling ring that Jeff Bridges and his computer simulated wife, put together. That's based on motorcycle drag races. So if I didn't know any better, this is kind of like a Fast and the Furious side story where Dom brings the family to the internet.
Where's Vin Diesel?
I think he's in the grid.
Oh, well.
With his family, racing, where he belongs.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Paul Walker.
Oh.
Well, I mean, he was dating like a 16-year-old, so I don't feel so awful for him.
Well, Not going to go
there. We're not going to go there.
Interesting facts about this ride. It debuted in Shanghai, as we said, and then this is the first time that it came back following nearly to the United States, following nearly a decade-long development process. Chris Beatty, the portfolio creative director of Walt Disney Imagineering, said, the beauty of this attraction is, yes, there is a sister attraction that exists. So we always like to say that the first portal into the grid is in Shanghai, and the second one is here in Orlando. Which to me is corporate speak for sorry this took forever, but enjoy your new roller coaster. A carbon copy is all we could get the budget for.
Save the jokes for the bears.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Fozzie.
It's a technological marvel. Incorporates cutting-edge technology, including advanced ride mechanics, special effects, amazing immersive screens, like really cutting-edge, amazing shit for that, as well as like a great sound system throughout, and a really cutting-edge architectural feature with the big canopy.
Are any of the edges rounded? Are they all cutting?
There are four round edges.
Okay.
And they are at the seat.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, they were worried about you pinching your little bottom.
Yeah, and I do.
Yep, happens. This is sort of like the expansion of Tomorrowland that we always wanted and didn't think it would come in this form, because it is a part of the expanding of Tomorrowland going outside of the berm.
Yeah. Past
tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the day after tomorrow.
It's the day after tomorrow.
They should call that part the day after Tomorrowland.
We're going to call it that way, and you at home, you're going to call it that way, because that is fucking comedy gold.
Yeah, it's great.
Where are you going? I'm going off to Tron the day after Tomorrowland.
Day after Tomorrowland. It's outside the berm. Sorry.
Outside the berm. They took out the train for about 2 years in order to build up the berm.
You should guys see Ryan's face. His whole face sunk when he mentioned the train.
Why they couldn't have just built their little fucking tunnel and then built the thing around it and let the train go and not be put down for two, because that's all they did was build a little tunnel. Shitty concrete
tunnel. It's a bad tunnel.
It's a bad tunnel. There's no lights in that tunnel. No. There's no dinosaurs in that tunnel. California, that area in California, fucking dinosaurs.
Yeah.
We took out all the dinosaurs to make Cosmic Rewind. We couldn't reuse those dinos.
Well, the difference is that's the happiest place on Earth. Whoa. This is the most magical place on Earth.
This is the most magical tunnel on Earth.
Yeah, so the magic is in how little
they give a fuck
about. They give a fuck.
I think, you know, they really did not
screw the pooch here.
Yeah, they did not plus it up. And they had every opportunity.
All they could have even done, like, they had the rainbow tunnel. Like, they could have done something similar to like that, just light up the tunnel. Totally. Like, it's still do it. You could still do it.
Yeah, do it right now.
Yeah, do it now. Just hang up some string lights. I can give them if they need.
Yeah.
I have a ton.
Or just like, I mean, there's so many different things that they could do, and they're not doing any of it.
Should we take up a collection? I mean, is things that bad? Fire Sunny Eclipse.
Shut your face. Can't believe you.
Get him out of the Tomorrowland budget.
He's going through a divorce.
I know.
Leave Sunny alone. He has to pay for that new
couple
apartment.
Years for him. His kids aren't even talking to him.
It's a nighttime spectacle, this beautiful, sleek-designed, illuminated canopy. At night, it glows better than this drink.
To me, it looks like one of those, like we had them in upstate New York where I went to school, those things that they put over like a sports field. Yeah. We called it the dome.
Yeah.
And it just basically looks like plastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, like if you wanted to have your outdoor pool or tennis court be able to be used in the winter.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, the New England Racquet Club.
Yeah, it looks like the New England Racquet Club.
It does. Except for, like, glowy.
It glows.
Yeah.
And there's obviously, like, a light cycle that goes through it.
You don't think that Jeff Bridges is down there playing racquetball. You're wrong.
Oh, he is. He's pickleball, there. Probably, in these years of his life.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an ETF roof, which is...
Can you say that?
ETEF roof.
Can you say what? Explain that to me. What it is, like I'm a five-year-old?
Plastic.
Okay, thanks.
Plastic roof. Yeah.
Oh, like the fencing.
It's like a like.
Plastic. Oh, no, that's PVC.
Yeah, that's PVC. This is a plastic roof.
Okay, it looks it.
I didn't look up.
It looks plastic. No. I just wanted to know what you meant by that, but now I got it.
Yeah, it's it looks plastic because it is plastic.
Okay. Well, then that makes sense. That's very scientific.
Yeah. And at one point, I could have told you what ETEF
it looks like
stands for, but I
like
can't.
The hefty garbage bags that stretch. Hefty.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
That's what it looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's got like a framework that holds it. And I think it's a very beautiful form that you know, is made. And I think it is very stunning at night. I think that the way it looks and the kinetic energy and stuff like that is maybe like even better than the attraction itself. So.
Oh, wow. Big statement.
Heard it here first. So, yeah. The ride's plot, we kind of went over. We're good. Race across the grid. You're on a team. Nobody knows what the fuck that any of this
no
means.
No winners, no losers.
There's, yeah, there are.
It's but, like...
But
it's
everybody's
like
a winner.
It's like a drinking game show with zero prizes and lots of drinking.
Yes. Speaking of that, I think that we should play our game. One more time.
Oh, what a bop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just threw out my back dancing.
You did that. You danced hard.
I did. I'm too
dancing
old.
Hard
too
over
old
there.
For that, just like I'm too old for this ride.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to play Drink That Ride. It is a Drink the Difference game where we're going to rank the ride on a series of categories and take a drink after each one. The shittier that Tron is, the drunker you're going to get. Kind of to quick explanation, if the category that we're going to give is out of five and you rank it a three, then you're going to take the difference, right? So two sips, chugs, shots, gargles, nips, whatever of your favorite beverage. If you happen to be drinking our glowy glow wonder here,
yeah.
Vandaball, if you're drinking something else.
Or if you're not drinking, two great. Affirmations, two goals for tomorrow.
Write them down in triplicate. Yeah. They won't come true.
True.
Wish them upon a star. Our categories are Q, which is 5 points, length of ride, which is 5 points, thrill level, 5 points yet again. Then we have the immersion. This includes the sights, the sounds, the ride vehicle. That's 10 points. And then those are kind of like our technical rounds. And then we have one dark horse category. That's the fun level. It's worth 25 points. Disney's selling fun. They're selling it out of grip. How they do here, we'll find out. We start at the start, and that is the Q. This is an innovative queue experience. While waiting in line, guests are immersed in the world of Tron with interactive elements and futuristic designs. The queue features sleek, neon-lit environments that are reminiscent of the films. There's a shit ton of neon here.
There is. It's all blue.
It's like neon and cardboard. That's what this queue feels like. Neon, cardboard, and plexiglass.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is... I think maybe for the first time ever.
In forever.
For the first time in forever. Oh, what I'm dreaming no baggage of. Is allowed. I think that this is the first time that that Disney had required guests to stow their belongings in lockers prior to stepping on the vehicle. The lockers are free, and they use a digitized locking system that can be opened with a guest magic band or a ticket. Pretty cool, pretty seamless the way it works.
It was pretty seamless.
Yeah.
I wasn't stressed out about it. You don't have to go somewhere first. Like, it kind of, like, happens within the line, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you don't have to, like, go drop it yourself and then get in line. Like, you have to do with Men in Black.
Yeah. I think, you know, like, the way that this runs and, like, the way that Velocicoaster runs at Islands of Adventure are very interesting because you're, like, putting it in one side of the locker, and then later on when you exit the locker, you're going back to, like, the other side.
Yeah.
where, you know, like differently Harry Potter, like in the Forbidden Journey, you also need to use a locker, but it's just a clusterfuck of people trying to put it in and take it out.
Yeah.
Like all at the same time.
Yeah, it's a mess. Maddening.
Yeah, it is maddening.
Yeah.
So I think that they've, you know, they nailed it. I guess they were both coming along with it at the same time, I guess, design-wise. Velocicoaster came out first, but whatever. Yeah. Pretty good.
That's happens with the things. They come up with better systems as you go. That's all you can only. I mean, Universal. They were kind of, you know, that was, they were in the beginning of that.
Totally.
So there's going to be some that are not great.
Totally. Disney does do a little magic here with a little misdirect when you walk into the first room and you think that you're. It kind of feels like, what's it feel like? Almost like you're in like that Pandora waiting room, right?
It does. Yes.
And then you like go through like a little pre-show and then
it makes like, that sound.
Yeah.
Like the boosh. Yeah.
And then like the, you can see the through.
Projection.
You're in the grid.
There's like a projection up there so you don't really know where you are.
Yeah.
And then it goes away and you're like,
and then you're in the grid and,
yeah.
And it's cool.
And it's quick.
Yes.
And that's...
It's so fast, actually, that, like, I wrote it twice, and the first time, we didn't get it. We didn't get it until the second time. Like, we just, like, walked through.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a little lackluster.
Yeah.
That and also, like, the hallway getting you into it is also, like...
It happens so fast. I've been on it twice myself, and it happens so fast. Like, you don't... The whole experience, kind of, like once you get through the lockers, it feels like it's you're just kind of going.
Sure. Wait, is that before the lockers or after the lockers?
After.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lockers are after the regular line.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It's been a little while. Anyways,
it could be. Now you're making me question it.
No. You're probably right. And then, like, there's, like, weird video screens playing of, like, that you're on a team. Oh, you're on team blue. Yeah. You're on team yellow, orange.
And I don't know.
I have no fucking clue. No, like, there's
no...
I don't
care. Just get me on the lights.
There's no story or whatever, you know? And then you... I like the big room that kind of feels like a spaceship, like Space Mountain in California.
Well, yeah.
A lot of plexiglass. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. I don't know why,
glowy,
but it is kind
glowy
of fun.
Glowy plexiglasses.
It feels futuristic.
Yeah. How about a virtual queue? What do you think of... I'm not sure if they're still doing it right now.
They are still. They have the virtual, and then they also have the paid.
Yeah.
It's the only ways you can get on it.
So... Kind of an interesting experience, you know. You're not waiting in line all day. You join the virtual and then you wait for like an hour once you get there, maybe tops.
Yeah, it's you still wait when you do the virtual, but yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't mind.
I think it's like, you know, Disney's done like a lot of things to try to make efficiency happen and stuff like that within the rides, within the parks. In general, like over the past, you know, over the course of the time that we've been here, FastPass, blah blah blah, you know, like all this other stuff, Genie Plus. I think the virtual queue is one of the more successful ones. Like,
yeah.
it doesn't make me very upset. I like that it's a free thing. Like, it'd be a real bummer if they were making this like a fully pay to play operation. You know,
sure.
Like, I mean, if you want to ride it more than once, it is.
And but, if you don't get that virtual queue, and
then it is.
Then yeah, and even I think with this ride in particular, even the paid ones sell out pretty early.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just have to be if you want to do this one, you gotta be on it.
Yeah. So I when I went, I got the virtual queue, but I got it for like we were right on top of it at 7, and we got it for like really early, like 11 o'clock in the morning or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so we rode it then, but I was like, oh man, I really want to ride it at night. So we ended up buying the night, you know, like one later on in the day to try to get it to be there at night. And we ended up even being late for our thing, and they let us on, no problem. And
right.
That's right, like in like good. Like
at night is infinitely night. Better of, yeah. of an experience. I think I mentioned this on my last tripping report because I went with my family, but that was with my brother and my dad, and no, my brother-in-law, my dad, and my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
I got them the virtual queue, and it literally was called the minute we got back to the hotel for the break because we have. So then they had to like quickly rush back, but they were, you know, they were super nice. Like, they were stressed out the whole time, but they got on it, thank God.
Good.
My nephew, 7-year-old nephew,
rode
first row.
It.
It's He's still talking about it. He was just in Disneyland last weekend, and he was like, you know, those rides are good, but Tron.
Yeah.
You know, so he's, yeah, he did. He really did love it.
We rode, we also rode first, you know, did the extra line or whatever.
Well, it's worth it. I mean, that's really a very good experience. Way better of an experience, because it feels like you're on the track.
Sure.
Riding.
Yeah. Definitely. You do miss a little bit of like the story elements, kind of similar to Cosmic Rewind, where like if you're more in the center or in the back, you get to see more of the screen with the train.
But the physical feel of riding a bike.
Much better in the front.
Much better in the front, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I was gonna say one thing about this queue that I don't like.
Bring it.
And So I've talked about this before, but they have this ride is not accessible for all shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. We can maybe get into that on the ride vehicle, but they have we will. They have the tester. The location of the tester is very strange. Right out there in public, people use it for photo ops. It's just not. It's right in the view of the line. The line goes past the tester.
Yeah.
Hate that. I think that there should be some sort of screen. People can still take photos, even if there's just one like screen directly in front of it.
We'll just have two.
Yeah, we've said they're not going to do it, but their claim to for that is like, well, if there's a wall in front of it, people won't know what's there.
People are going to fuck on it. Oh no, that's not.
People won't know it's there, which well, I think
you'll get directed to it.
Yeah, it seems like a
another motorbike ride, Hagrid's motorbike ride. When you enter into the last queue room, right? Like you've been in the queue for quite some time already, and like when you enter that last room, off to the side, there is a ride vehicle that is like a tester vehicle or whatever, and. You can go and get tested there. It's not before you get it. I think there is one also, before you get in at all to the line. But there's one, there that you can get tested, and see if you fit. I got tested because I've got these giant calves, which are going to be a problem.
You don't have giant calves.
They're pretty giant.
No, you don't. But the thing is you don't even have to have giant calves for this to be uncomfortable.
Well, it's very uncomfortable for me and my giant calves.
He's being hyperbolic. But if you have anything if you have anything beyond and very
slender leg. I've got slender leg syndrome. It's
not super comfortable to be locked in like that.
No. We're gonna get into that after when we get down to immersion. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
So queue, there's that's the con for me. But otherwise, I do really love that it's not a pain in the ass pre-show, because as much as I think Cosmic Rewind's a better ride, the amount of pre-show's
long
it almost exhausts me to the point of being like, ah.
Well, it's almost like an experience all within itself. Like, you can chicken out, and you, still have an... I went to an attraction.
But this, it's like... It's just... They move it along. Yeah. I appreciate that.
I do, too. I think that it might have been under construction or something like that when I was there. But, that initial room that you go in, from the outside going inside, was, fucking painted plywood walls. It was real bad.
Right.
And I think that I've seen pictures, maybe it's pictures of what Shanghai looks like or something, but it had neon lights that glowed, and it was much cooler than what I experienced. Felt like I was at Halloween Horror Nights, walking through a backstage portion.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know if that was just the time period that I was there happened to be or what. But I'd seen other people's videos, and they also had that unfinished look to it. And it's really the first thing that you're experiencing as an indoor place, so it should be better than it was.
Sure.
So for that reason, and because you go through this whole thing, and I have no idea what the story is whatsoever, and I actually waited in line, it's not like I did a full walk on or something where I didn't have time to get the story. No, I was looking for the story elements. And had a real tough time following what the fuck was going on. So I'm going to give it a 3.
I'm also giving it a 3.
Cool.
I would have given it a 4, but I don't like that test seed.
Okay, cool. Next up is length. It's about 2 minutes from start to finish with a track length of 3,170 feet. It's got seven trains with seven cars. The riders are arranged two across in a single row for a total of 14 riders per train, giving us a hourly capacity of about 1,680 people per hour.
Okay.
So not a people eater, but also not too shabby,
not bad, especially for a roller coaster. Yeah, for a roller coaster, that's not bad.
Yeah, I think, you know, it being a launch coaster helps out a lot with that. You don't have to, like, wait as long for people to, like, cycle through.
You don't have to do that chuck, 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 up the drop.
Yep.
My hot take with the length of this ride is it's a cause and effect sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Because the ride vehicle isn't the most comfortable thing, I'm glad that it's not a longer ride.
Sure.
I rode it on the light cycle once. Mm-hmm. I rode the accessibility vehicle the very first time I rode it.
Okay. That's like a more traditional coaster.
Just
seat.
A traditional. It's like if you pull down lap bar,
like a bench seat. Well,
it was kind of fun. Not terrible.
I've heard good things.
Yeah.
It's in the back too, right?
It's in the back.
Which is the fastest.
So. Yeah. So I wasn't, I was more comfortable back there. But this, so because this ride vehicle is not the most comfortable calf wise, because I also do not have a slim calf. And the way my arms were, I wouldn't want to be on it any longer than 2 minutes, plus the loading time, plus the deloading time. So it's coming up to 3 minutes. You're probably in that bad boy if it got stuck.
Fear, like no yeah. joke, no joke fear for me, yeah. Because and we're kind of jumping ahead of ourselves with the ride vehicle, but might as well talk about it. The way that it works, it's kind of a little bit similar to Flight of Passage.
Sure.
You know, like where you're sitting on something like a motorcycle-esque.
Yeah.
But instead of having like flats that come up and like kind of just touch you into place like they do on Flight of Passage, this has two bars that come out of the body of the motorcycle and kind of pin you into the stirrup.
Yeah.
And where they happened to hit me, and I tried so hard to like position myself so they wouldn't, like the second time I rode, I tried very hard to like push myself as far forward as I could so it wouldn't pin me in this one position.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things where it's not painful at first.
Yeah.
But it slowly builds and slowly builds.
Right.
And then when there's like, when I'm at like the 90-second mark in this, like as we're like, you know, finishing up the ride essentially, I'm in excruciating pain.
Yeah.
Like where like I'm fucking done now.
Yeah. You stop concentrating on the ride and stops being fun, to get off it.
Totally
yeah.
stops being fun and you're like, I want off like now. Now if they if they undid those bars, mm-hmm. It would be fine. Like, I mean, I don't feel like those bars are holding me in. It also has like a back support that kind of comes and holds you into place that way. And that actually kind of feels nice.
Yeah.
It kind of felt nice.
Like a little massage.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, they should put a little massage in there. That's going to be in our plus-up section.
Shiatsu?
Yeah, shiatsu. So length of ride-wise, it can't be... I would love if it was more comfortable for it to be, you know, much longer. It would be great because it is a fairly short ride. But, like, the way that it was affecting me, I would like it to be 30 seconds shorter.
Yeah.
So for me, I guess it's, I don't know what to give it because like I'm
going to give it a 3. I'm going to stay middle of the road only because it's still not, it's too short for a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So we're basing it on comfortability. So it's like,
which is tough because like also, you know, this is our body types and it's, you know, we have to,
if other people have the slim leg, they're probably like, what the hell are you talking about?
The person I was with was like, it was very comfortable. I was like, no.
Yeah.
But they don't have these big fucking calves.
Don't say it like that.
BFCs. All right, threes for the tape.
Yeah, all right, we'll drink two.
Okay.
Two Tronics.
The Tronic. Dr. Dre's the Tronic. Thrill Level up next. This is a high-speed attraction. It offers thrilling indoor and outdoor roller coaster experiences, combining high-speed launches, twists and turns, no inversions. Riders feel as if they are racing through the digital world of Tron. Height requirement of 48 inches, and you hit 4 Gs. I think it's
a thrilling ride.
Yeah, it's thrilling.
It's a thrilling ride. I mean, that launch...
It's a Disney thrill.
It's a Disney... But I still think it's thrilling because that launch is...
It's fun. It's a nice run.
I wasn't nice expecting launch. To feel that, like, yeah. You know, like, I was like, whoa!
Yeah, yeah. It gets you right in your bladder.
Yeah, you get whipped. If you have hair extensions in, they're out.
Oh, you whip your hair?
If you have eyelashes on, they're off. And, you know, if you're like me and you will never ride a motorcycle in your life, no thank you.
Well,
no, I know you. I know you. I'm not saying you. I'm saying if you're like me.
Okay.
And you don't want to ever do that because you like having a head.
This is a close proximity of what you think it might be like.
This is a simulation.
Yeah.
And it's as close as I will ever get.
Yeah.
So I find it great and I'm giving it a 4.
Okay.
It's not dinosaur scary. It's this. But it is thrilling.
Yeah, I think that as far as Disney's rides and attractions, they're
calling it Thrill Light.
This is thrill. This is thrilling, you know. Like it's a real roller coaster.
It is.
And there are some once it's not all just about like that launch is really nice, and when you're outside, it's kind of cool, but pretty tame actually. When you're outside,
it is like a gliding. It's like like you're a hawk.
Yeah, it's very smooth.
It is very smooth.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the pain, it would probably be a thrill.
Hurt so good.
Yeah. Oh baby, why don't you hurt so good?
That's what sometimes love.
That's a song that we should be going out on. I didn't do that. You like fucking idiot.
So good.
Anyways, I think that it's thrilling to like this versus Slinky Dog. This is more thrilling.
What about this versus Space Mountain?
This is more thrilling, but less fun.
Yes. And Space Mountain has a thrill to it in the fact that you think you're going to die.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You're going to be decapitated.
The rickety shit is.
Yeah. The rickety shit. Can sometimes make you be like, you never know. If one of these bolts is loose.
Oh, yeah.
Where that, the bolts feel tight.
Yes. Everything feels very tight on that.
Yeah, it's smooth.
This is well made.
Yeah, this is steel,
How about this versus Rock and Roller Coaster?
Oh, this is more thrilling.
This is more
thrilling. Way more thrilling. Rock and Roller Coaster to me feels extremely tame compared to that.
Interesting.
Yeah. I do believe it's more. But I've been on Rock and Roller Coaster 100 times.
True.
I could be desensitized.
That's true. We're all desensitized by Steven Tyler. Yeah. You gave it a 4, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's probably pretty appropriate.
I think it is.
This isn't Tower of Terror.
No.
But it's pretty close, thrilling wise.
Yeah. I think it's probably their most thrilling roller coaster right now.
Okay. Well, we're meeting up so far. We've got same scores. Immersion is coming up next. This is the sights, the sounds, the ride vehicle. It's a 10-point category. We talked about the ride vehicle and its comfortability, but I'll just let everybody know that if you don't know, why are you listening to this podcast? Riders board light cycles, which are individual ride vehicles styled after the iconic motorcycle light cycle things featured in the Tron films. Vehicles are designed to resemble, sleek motorcycles,
futuristically
with line, like illuminated lines.
I mean, if motorcycles should look like that, it's sexy as hell.
It is very sexy. They are very sexy.
It's like I love it.
The guests are riding side by side, so you can like ride with your friend, but you're on your own light cycle, which I do like.
Yeah.
The boarding is kind of weird, where you have to like go around.
To go around it, like if you're on the other side, you like because like I don't, it's interesting, but it works. I mean, people seem to follow the instruction.
Yeah, yeah. So we said earlier there are seven trains. There's three transfer accessible vehicles within those seven trains. So not every train has the accessible vehicle.
Yeah.
Which I think is a mistake.
It's a mistake.
I think that they should...
Because there's a line for it.
I think they should change that out so that at least every vehicle has the accessible one, maybe even more than one accessible one because of the comfortability factor.
Sure. And I even see, like, little kids request that and their parents go on that one with them because it could be scary for little kids.
Sure.
I was so surprised that my nephew was able to... 7 years old is able to ride that. I don't know what age
It's not a small, like... The motorcycle, quote unquote, motorcycle thing is not. It's not small. It's not child.
It's
size.
Large. It's a large thing because it's a fit adults. So yeah, I've seen parents like little kids be like, I don't want to go on that thing. I want to go in the regular seat. So yeah, there should be one on every because there's a line for it.
Yeah, and then you have to, you know, like a motorcycle, you have to lean forward to grab handlebars, and the handlebars are in. There's three different positioning that you can grab, and then you know the seat comes. Comes up and kind of holds you
back,
holds your little tush, your little lowered back.
Yeah.
There's a new score for the Orlando version than what is in the Shanghai. The team enlisted the composer Joseph Trapanese. Trapeze.
Is it a mixture of trapeze and chimpanzee?
I think it's
trapeze.
I think it's like a trap artist that is Japanese. I think that's what's happening.
We're following you.
Who worked with Daft Punk on the Grammy-nominated Tron Legacy soundtrack, as well as the music for the Tron attraction in Shanghai. So they brought back the same dude, but he made a different score.
Daft Punk.
The score is
playing in my house.
It's dope. I mean, this is a fucking dope score.
I love it.
It's very, like...
Like that right there, I'm like, I'm walking up the Tron right now. I'm getting ready.
Yeah, like it definitely amps you up, for sure.
Love it.
Let me ride.
Ooh, the tension.
Yeah, let me ride. Lots of great neon lights, good sound system. The screens are really, really wonderful.
They're
like
well
when
done.
You're in the place. Similar to Cosmic Rewind, the screen game that Disney's got going on right now is not your 90s.
It's not your grandma's screen game.
Yeah, it's not your 90s shitty screen, like when we were all complaining about screen rides.
Right.
These are like, this is
next level.
Yeah, this is like, you know, 120 foot long screen that's, you know, super, super high def. And
right.
It's cool. And you're going by it at 60. I don't think we talked about that during Thrill Level. This goes, I think it's 59 miles an hour. So, okay. One of the
double
fastest.
As fast as Space Mountain.
Yeah, Space is 27. So
yeah,
it's like amongst the top. They say that Guardians may be faster.
Okay,
and I think Test Track is 65 as the top the top speed. So yeah, up there. I think that this is pretty immersive into like the world of Tron. It feels Tron-y.
I don't know what Tron is, and I'm immersed. For me, Tron is a place to ride space-age bicycles.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of what it is.
And that's how I feel when I'm there.
That's a lot of what it is. So, and it feels like, you know, you're in a computer. It feels like you're in a computer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the grid thing, I'll be honest with you. Because I don't see the movie, so I don't know what into the grid means. I just know it as a phrase associated with this. I don't know what that means.
The grid is like a computer program, right? You're in the computer program, basically.
Okay.
You get like sucked in, like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids style.
Okay, I don't know if I feel like I'm in a computer program. I feel like I'm in the future riding a motorcycle.
Okay.
Which is fine. It's Tomorrowland.
It's the day after Tomorrowland.
So then I'm immersed.
Yeah, perfect.
And I'll say this. We talked about the comfortability of the ride vehicle. I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful. Like I said, I think it's sexy. I love the look of it. Mm-hmm. I love watching it go on that track, especially at night and when the lights light up along with it.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. So, again, just reiterating, it's not the most comfortable, but I think, you know, for...
I don't want it to be like... I don't want it to look any different. I don't want it to be any different other than the... how it's holding you in.
I need to lose a little weight. And then
I don't even think it's that. It's
But it's beautiful. I think it's really nice. I do think it's immersive. It's it is what it is.
What do you think about its position in the park?
Where else would it go?
I don't know. Like, where the Autopia is, where the Speedway is. Like, it feels a like the day.
Then it would be right next to the teacups. That would be kind of weird.
That's true. That's true.
So I think Speedway is there because there's no height to it.
It's a good buffer.
It's a good buffer between lands. I think if that was there and you were seeing that like from Fantasyland,
you make a good point. You make a good point with that. You know. It feels very removed. You know, like it does feel like the day after Tomorrowland, and it's also like a hike to get there. You know, like
it is. I think it's in the right spot. I can't picture. I if I was the master planner, I think I would have put it there too.
Yeah.
I don't know where else I would put it. I wouldn't put it towards the front of Tomorrowland because, well, what are you going to take out? I don't know where it would go. That's where it's true. I think it's the only spot because it is an eyesore. But it's big.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you would, wherever it is, you have to realize the visibility will be like that. That big awning will be.
Yeah, I almost wish that like the big awning was closer into Tomorrowland, and then they like reconfigured the ride, so that, like they use the same ride layout, the same track layout, everything like that as they did in Shanghai. So it's like a carbon copy.
Well, they're not going to rejigger that.
It doesn't take all that much. I mean, like they could keep most of the building.
What would they achieve with that?
Having it be like more integrated into Tomorrowland instead of being like way far back. And yeah, maybe
you gotta realize too, this is IP.
Sure.
So like the rest of Tomorrowland doesn't look like, even though it has IP in it.
Yeah, that's true. It's not Tron centric. It's not glowy like that. And we'll see. I mean, like, you know, Tomorrowland is an ever changing edifice,
supposedly.
Right? So I mean, like, in the future, maybe it becomes more integrated with whatever they replace Speedway with eventually,
Alien Encounter.
Well, maybe they turn it into two different things. You know, it's a big plot of land, so like maybe it becomes two different things and one thing, you know, integrates.
Why do we all believe that they're getting rid of Speedway?
Well, eventually they will.
Well, how do you know that?
Because it sucks.
But they haven't yet.
Yeah.
I think they will, but I don't know.
I did hear that they were getting electric cars in Disneyland.
Well, they should now. I mean, that's what I think will happen. I think Speedway will become something.
Tronny. It'll become Test Track 3.7.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what do you think for immersion then?
I'll give it a 7.
This is out of 10.
I'll give it a 7 only because it isn't. It's IP in Tomorrowland, so I have to knock off some points.
Okay, I'm gonna give it an 8 for immersion. I think that it does it. Brings you in pretty good. I wish that the story was a little bit more integrated.
That's another reason I took up a point. I don't understand it. I don't understand the story.
How about we? So we're looking. I'm a 17. You're an 18.
This is the end of the technical rounds.
Oh, I've scored us wrong. I'm an 18, and you're a 17.
You are 17, going on 18. This is the end of that's the last of the technical?
It sure is.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
What are 17 and 18?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we got a 17.5, 18.
It's not doing going bad eight, out of 25 points. Out of
25, it's doing fine. Bad. On to the fun.
Okay.
Disney selling fun.
I feel pressure now.
This ride is sponsored by Enterprise Rent-A-Car, but I think that it would be more appropriate if it was sponsored by Hertz. Because that's what it does. It hurts.
Ryan, that's a good pun there. Did you think of that yourself?
I thought about it, and I wrote it down.
I think you need to make a shirt with the Tron logo, but it says Hertz.
Sponsored by. God, that's a good idea.
And then the back it's just a bar.
And it just says Love Hertz. With Tom Brady riding Tron. So, yeah, the last 25% of this ride is just pure torture for me. So it goes way down for me personally. But that said, I can't just, like, vote it because of my pain. You know, this is for everybody. So I would say that the story is a bit weak. I expected more out of this ride. I expected it to be more like Cosmic Rewind in its, like, power. It's, you know, it's a, it's nostalgia. It's like,
I think what happened here, which I'm standing by this story.
Okay.
Tron should have opened first. It should have anyway, because it was being constructed earlier.
Well, that's a fucking thing too, right? We didn't even talk about that. This thing took a decade.
It took a long time to open.
7 years.
And so it opened after Cosmic Rewind, which was a total surprise in how much fun that ride is.
Yeah.
And how, like, you were just, like, shocked by it because we didn't know. It was sort of, like, shrouded in mystery. Mm-hmm. This one, we've seen it. We could watch the ride through. It's a carbon copy. And it's not as fun as Cosmic Rewind.
Yeah.
So I feel like it kind of, it's almost like, it's like the younger sibling that, like, you know, should be the star.
Yeah.
But it just can't make high honor roll. It's just making honor roll.
Sure. It's a good addition to Magic Kingdom, especially, right?
Of course,
because it's a real roller coaster for that park, you know. Yeah. And that park kind of was hurting for that, you know. I mean, Space Mountain is, I love it. It's my favorite ride of all time, but like, it's still 27 miles an hour top speed, you know. Like, right. It's pretty,
and Big Thunder is
again, it's like 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, you know? It's so much fun, but it's, yeah, it needed a thrilling,
yeah,
thrill ride. I think it's a fun ride. It's fun. It's not as fun as other rides. It's not as fun as Tower. It's not as fun as Cosmic Rewind.
Like if it went bye bye tomorrow,
I wouldn't cry.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Like the park is good enough without it.
Right.
Cosmic Rewind goes away. I don't know that park is good enough without it. Like, it doesn't have it. Like, the hole that would be left would be would.
It's kind of like Cosmic Rewind and Test Track. It's like Test Track's going to go down for a little while, and we're okay.
Yeah, yep.
You know, and that's the same thing with this. Like, if Space Mountain went down, that would be...
not cool.
That would really hurt. You'd be like, how do you have a Magic Kingdom without Space Mountain?
Yeah, Space Mountain went away, I'd be upset.
This is devastating.
Not a replacement for it.
This is devastating. It's such a special thing. This doesn't have that specialness.
Totally.
It's sleek. It's sexy. You could smell the newness to it. Mm-hmm. And as Disney fans, we love the nostalgia, but we do appreciate a new ride. Cosmic Rewind is proof of that. So
I kind of gave it an extra point in immersion. So I'm going to. I was debating between two. I'm going to go with the lower one here, and I'm going to give it a 14.
I can't believe I'm going to actually be a little higher than you.
Well, I can.
I'm surprised.
You were more jazzed on this than I was.
Don't think I was jazzed.
I remember when you first came back. Like, you were, like, pretty jazzed.
I was very jazzed about Cosmic Rewind. I don't know.
Oh, very, very jazzed about Cosmic Rewind.
I'm going to give it a 16. I think it's fun.
Cool. All right.
But it's not the most fun.
At the end of our game, I've given it a 32. You've given it a 33. So it's a 32.5. Tie goes to the ride. 33 points. The Jesus year for the grid. I think that is about where, you know, maybe it could be maybe like a little bit higher, maybe like a 35.
I can see it as a 36.
36.
Like, when I have to guess this in the next four, at the next 4 year,
yeah, you'll,
the
eight you might give it, you might give it that.
I might say we gave it a 36, 37.
But there's some technical reasoning, you know, that put it where it is.
And I think the length of ride really hurt it. I think that the confusing story hurts it.
Yeah.
I think the IP in Tomorrowland hurts it to some level. So there's things that are knocking it, for sure.
Yeah, and it's painful.
And it's painful.
I mean, like, look, if this wasn't painful to ride, I'm sure that
painful and it was a minute longer, I think this would be a 38.
Sure. 39. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's not. It is painful. It's not.
It is what it is.
Yeah. We'll see. Time will tell if we nail this or not. You let us know at home. Write in and or slide into Adrian's DMs. Tell us how we're doing with these scores.
Are you like us? Do you have Tronma when you go on it?
Do you need to have the Tronic afterwards?
Yeah.
So is this a must-do for you when you're there? I agree. I think once. I think, like, this is a must-do for, like, you know, your life, your experience in Disney. And you have to do it.
We said this on the Be Our Guest episode. If you're taking somebody...
Who's never been.
This is, like I said, my nephew and my dad and my brother-in-law have never ridden this. I had to get them on it.
Yeah.
I've been on it, so I didn't have to get on it.
For sure. I think that I'm pumped that it's something nice to look at. I like the glowy. I like the kinetic energy it brings. Like, I'm very glad that it exists. But, like, I myself don't need to ride it every time.
Is it one of these things, though, similar to what you said about, like, say, Journey of Water, where in 10 years when the excitement has... Although that never happened for, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
I don't think that this is going to...
Ever chill out?
Ever be a walk-on.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't happen with Mine Train.
I think it might turn into Space Mountain.
You know? 60 minutes sometimes.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, sometimes 30, you know, like you catch it late night, you know, early morning. Maybe like...
I doubt it. You think it'll ever be a 30-minute?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, if you catch it at those right times. But in the
middle
of the day...
I mean, look at Rise of the Resistance has become most of the time 60 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, that one's well worth the wait.
Yeah.
This, I don't know. I would not wait 60 minutes for this. I would wait maybe 45.
You kind of do on the virtual queue. You wait 60 minutes for it. Even if with the virtual
queue.
Yeah,
even with it. Yeah.
Yeah, but like we said, if it's your first, if you got to do it and you wait the 60 minutes, but
yeah, worth doing once for sure. You know, like if I go with like my family members that haven't gone before, like I'm gonna get in line and I'm gonna do it and I won't be disappointed.
No, I'll have a good time.
No, I'll have a good time, but I will be in pain at the end and I won't have to do it again that trip.
And I'll need a churro.
Yeah. Maybe I should have a churro before.
I think that's the move.
Just maybe like extra relaxed, these big fucking calves.
I'm so tired of hearing about your calves. The Dark Ride.
We're presented by Drunk History, and we're available every Wednesday on iTunes and Spotify and wherever else you are getting your podcast these days. The show is free, but you can always pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us a 5-star rating and a quick review. Those really, really help us out. We love hearing from you. Please hit us up at drunkdistory on Gmail. You can also get to us on our socials, Instagram at the Dark Ride Podcast and TikTok at drunkdistory. We have tons and tons of great theme parks content there. Please tell a fellow Disney parks or theme parks loving friend to listen. If you don't tell them, they're never going to know about us. And we keep on getting throttled down by the socials, and the word is not getting out there. So
yeah, the word has been
it's been a little stagnant with the word.
The word of the day is share the pod.
So thank you so much for joining us, and remember to always keep your kingdom cool.
Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing on the feeling you're right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing on the feeling you're right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing on the feeling you're right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be